Chapter 3, Fourth Patriarch Chan. Three issues around which the whole process of Chan cultivation revolves as it unfolds are firstly discernment, secondly competence, and thirdly method. Whichever way is adopted for cultivation, these three issues must be addressed. Without clear discernment, you could end up cultivating blindly. Without the required level of competence, you may never be able to reach the destination of your discernment. Having the required competence and discernment, but adopting the wrong method, might have you landed on a deviated course. Thus, Chan learners must pay special attention to these three issues and handle them with extra caution. We have already touched on entry via principle and entry via practice of Bodhidharma Chan. Discernment pertains to entry via principle, and competence pertains to entry via practice. Discernment has to do with the doctrine and the world view. Competence has to do with the application and the practice. To borrow modern terminology, entry via principle is equivalent to strategic thinking. Entry via practice is similar to military tactics, such as the overall plan and detailed steps to proceed. The two can also be taken to mean theory and practice, or principles and application. In trying to expound on Fourth Patriarch Chan, we would collectively deal with the three issues by asking the relevant questions. What is competence? What is discernment? What is method? Chan Master Daishin is the fourth patriarch of the Chinese Chan school, who lived from New Era 580 to 651. In the history of Chinese Chan, Patriarch Daishin is considered a master of great significance who inherited the various methods of Chan meditation and practice passed down by previous Chan masters. Full of original ideas, Daishin played a key role in enabling the heritage of Chan to actively develop and flourish. Besides the tradition of employing the method of Bodhidharma's mind-to-mind transmission, as stated in the Lankavatara Sutra, Daishin advocated in parallel a new method of cultivation as taught in the Sutra on Prajna as discoursed by Manjusri, namely the one act of practice for Samadhi which directly influenced the Dongshan's method of the fifth patriarch and rise of the sudden teaching of Kaishi as initiated by the sixth patriarch, Huineng. Although the content of Daishin's Chan is full of characteristics of its own, they all consolidate into one main method of practice, the Chan of being mindful of the Buddha, described in the Sutra on Prajna as discoursed by Manjusri, as the one act for samadhi. However, the Chan of being mindful of the Buddha, as advocated by the fourth patriarch, is not the same as that of the Pure Land school, which designates one particular Buddha for mindfulness. The Pure Land school has one clear objective in their practice of being mindful of Amitabha Buddha. They advocate that chanting the Buddha's name while being mindful of the Buddha would definitely allow the practitioner to instantly see the Buddha, thereby enabling rebirth in the Pure Land of the Western Paradise of Ultimate Bliss. Daishin's Chan of being mindful of the Buddha leaves it instead to the practitioner's choice for which Buddha to be mindful of. It can be Shakyamuni Buddha, Amitabha Buddha, Medicine Buddha, Akshobhya Buddha, or Amoghasiddhi Buddha, etc. Any one Buddha would do. On what basis did Daishin derive his teaching of the Chan of being mindful of the Buddha? First of all, it is based on the first chapter of the Lankavatara Sutra, namely, the fascicle, All That Is Said of the Mind by the Buddha. The understanding of Chan followers on this fascicle is quite different from that of other Buddhists. Of greatest significance, as seen by the Chan interpretation in this fascicle, is the supremacy of mind of the Buddhas. Based on this understanding of the Lankavatara Sutra, it is also believed that the mind of all Buddhas is the mind of all living beings. Hence, advocacy of the Chan of being mindful of the Buddha. Secondly, it is based on the Sutra on Prajna as discoursed by Manjusri, which is mainly about the one act for samadhi. What is samadhi? It is stillness, right concentration, the even upholding of wisdom and concentration. Founded upon wisdom, samadhi is not merely stillness or concentration. As such, there needs to be a balance of wisdom and concentration in the state of samadhi. We usually commend someone who has done something exactly as it should be done by saying that he or she has hit the samadhi of it. This illustrates the significance of samadhi. What is one act for samadhi mentioned in the Sutra on Prajna as discoursed by Manjusri? The mind being mindful of the Buddha is instantly and completely at one with the Buddha. It is our delusive thoughts that make us the worldlings we are. When being mindful of the Buddha, however, the mind is awakened. When delusive thoughts are harbored, the mind is mundane. One act for samadhi requires of the practitioner to initially perceive and believe that the mind being mindful of the Buddha is Buddha itself. It is only then that the actual practice of being mindful of a Buddha, attentively chanting that Buddha's name, can proceed. This is where the Chan practice is similar to the Pure Land practice, except that the latter is specifically devoted to chanting the name of Amitabha Buddha, while the former is not specific as to which Buddha's name to chant. When the Buddha's name is being chanted, one has to face the direction relevant to that particular Buddha. In the case of Amitabha Buddha of the Western paradise of ultimate bliss, for example, it would obviously be the West. Once you have sat down in a composed manner facing the West, you must collect your mind and focus on chanting the name of Amitabha Buddha in earnest. During this process, you are supposed to be able to see Buddhas of the three eras, past, present, and future. This is fundamentally the one act for samadhi, the focused chanting of a Buddha's name while being mindful of that Buddha in every instant of mind, a method of practice also taught by Mahasthamaprapta Bodhisattva in the Surangama Sutra. Several steps are required in this Chan practice of being mindful of the Buddha. For example, in cultivating Chan through the one act for samadhi, the practitioner has to first of all sit in composure and be mindful of absolute reality. This would entail repentance on past transgressions of body and mind, so that one is purified before entering the world of the Buddha. The fourth patriarch was inspired to adopt this approach by a four-line verse in the Samantabhadra Contemplation Sutra, which says, "The ocean of all karmic obscurations is born from delusive thoughts. Those who wish to repent should sit in composure and be mindful of absolute reality." To be mindful of absolute reality is contemplation on the emptiness by nature of all phenomena that arise from interdependent conditions. Fundamental purification of our body and mind is possible only when there is insight into the absolute reality that all things are empty in essence because they arise out of interdependent conditions. Having realized this insight, all kinds of attachment would be dissolved, and delusive thoughts that generate karma would no longer arise.